our first song on the Thought for Today by Keith Green. That's Vinyl from 1977 here on Teddy's Media Radio. And he put that love in your heart, according to the book of John, 1 John 3 and 1 John 5. Hi, I'm Stefan Yaw. Thank you for joining me. We're going to go to Genesis pretty quick. It was simply a great Feast of Tabernacles, the Sukkot, in Oliver, Oregon, and around the nation, around the world. A great eight-day gathering, campfire meeting, and people out there just ministering to one another. Tent meetings, singing, it was just wonderful. Genesis chapter 20 now tells us about the morality of an unbeliever, a king who wasn't really full of faith like Abraham was, or Sarah, but here we see that Abraham was a little bit fearful when he walked into this camp, and so he wanted to disguise himself and pretend like he was just a bachelor, and that Sarah was only his sister. So, well, I let the cat out of the bag there. Genesis chapter 20. Now, Abraham moved south to Negev and settled between Kadesh and Shur. One day when visiting the city of Gerar, he remarked that Sarah, that's his wife, he remarked that Sarah was his sister. Then King Abimelech sent for her and had her brought to him at his palace. She was quite delightful looking, even at her age. So King Abimelech there, well, let's find out here how far this situation goes here. But that night, Yahweh came to him in a dream and told him, "You're a dead man, for that woman you took is married." But Abimelech hadn't slept with her yet, so he said to Yahweh, "Yahweh, will you slay an innocent man? He told me she is my sister, and she herself said, 'He is my brother.' I haven't the slightest intention of doing anything wrong." Yahweh replied, "Yes, that's true. That is why I held you back from sinning against me. No, that is why I didn't let you touch her. Now restore her to her husband, and he will pray for you, for he is a prophet." So Abraham will pray for you. He's the husband there. So restore her to her husband, and he will pray for you, for he is a prophet, and you shall live. But if you don't return her to him, you are doomed to death, along with your whole household. The king was up early the next morning and hastily called a meeting of all the palace personnel and told them what had happened, and great fear swept through the crowd, through the camp there. And King Abimelech called for Abraham, and he demanded, "What is this you've done to us? What have I done that deserves treatment like this, to make me and my kingdom guilty of this great sin? Who would suspect that you would do a thing like this to me? Whatever made you think of this wild, vile deed?" Abraham said, "Well, I figured this to be a goodless place that didn't have Yahweh in it, just a bunch of heathen around here. And at verse 12, they will want my wife and will kill me to get her, I thought. And when Yahweh sent me traveling far from my childhood home, I told her, 'Have the kindness to mention wherever we came that you're my sister,' he told her. Then King Abimelech took sheep and oxen and servants, both men and women, and gave them to Abraham and returned Sarah, his wife, to him." And by the way, the part there about that she was, that they had the same father, that is in italics there, or it's in parenthesis, actually. "So look my kingdom over," in verse 15, "and choose the place where you want to live," the king told him. Then he turned to Sarah. He said, "Look, I'm giving your brother," and in other words, your husband, "1,000 silver pieces as damages for what I did." So there's the reconciliation that's mentioned there in the book of Exodus in the Torah. So he's giving 1,000 pieces of silver as damage for what I did, what he might have done, to compensate for any embarrassment and to settle any claim against me regarding this matter. Now justice has been done. Then Abraham prayed, asking Yahweh to cure the king and queen and the other women of the household so that they could have children. For Yahweh had stricken all the women with barrenness to punish Abimelech for taking Abraham's wife. Of course, he never did lay with her. That's in the book of Genesis there. Oh, that was chapter 20. Dave Boyer singing for you on A Thought for Today at Teddy's Media Radio.
I should have saved those leftover dreams. Funny, but here's that rainy day. Here's that rainy day. And I laughed at the thought that it might turn out this way. Where is that worn-out wish that I threw aside after it brought my dream so near. Funny how life becomes a cold, rainy day. It's funny, but that rainy day. Funny how life becomes a cold, rainy day. Funny, but that rainy day is here.
The sound of Dave Boyer, and that rainy day is coming. Storm clouds are on the horizon as I speak, but here's some encouragement. He maketh no mistake. My father's way may twist and turn, my heart may throb and ache, but in my soul I'm glad to know he makes no mistake. My cherished plans may go astray, my hopes may fade away, but still I'll trust Yahweh, my master, to lead, for he does not... I'll trust my Yahweh to lead, for he does know the way. Though night be dark, it may seem that day will never break, I'll pin my faith, my all, in him. He makes no mistake. There's so much now I can't see, my eyesight is far too dim. But come what may, I'll simply trust and leave it all to him. For by him and by the mist we'll lift. And plain it all he'll make. He'll make it plain through all the way. Though dark to me, he makes not one mistake. In the book of Genesis, there were a lot of mistakes going on. It's strange that the writers of the scriptures would be so transparent and reveal their own nakedness, as it were. And sometimes it really was that, literally, but... They reveal their mistakes in the book of Genesis, and in wherever it was, they were transparent. They didn't try to hide it like any other publication would, but the scriptures don't hide our mistakes, and we don't hide. We can't hide from Yahweh when we make them. But talking about some more mistakes here in Genesis 26, verse 6, we see a repeat performance now with Isaac. He pulls the same stunt. And now this time he's talking with, it says, Abimelech, the heathen, the king of the Philistines. Now see what happens here, you know, and compare that to what's going on in our country today and the standards of morality, okay? That's why I'm doing this, is in comparison to today in 2012 and in these years whenever you're hearing the broadcast. So Isaac stayed in Gerar, and when the men there asked him about Rebekah, he said, "She is my sister. She's my sister," for he feared for his life if he told them that she was his wife. He was afraid that they would murder him to get her, for she was very attractive. But sometime later, King Abimelech, king of the Philistines, just a plain old heathen there, king of the Philistines, King Abimelech, looked out of a window and saw Isaac sporting with Rebekah. Abimelech called for Isaac and exclaimed, "She is your wife. Why did you say she's your sister?" "Because I was afraid," Isaac replied. "Because I was afraid I would be murdered. I thought someone would murder me to get her from me." Abimelech exclaimed, "How could you treat us this way? Someone might carelessly have raped her, and we would be doomed." Then Abimelech made a public proclamation, "Anyone harming this man or his wife shall die." That's in Genesis chapter 26, and the parallel account of that was in Genesis chapter 20, the first account with Abraham, the second here, Isaac. And in this account, it's plain that there's a heathen that is very shocked by the lightness of Isaac, that he would take a chance that somebody might take his wife and have illicit relations with her. Now today, in our culture, most people just don't seem to think that that's a factor. If you look at the way that they live, the way they vote, and the culture, the media, and all. It says in Scripture in Romans 14, "We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Messiah." Romans 14, 10. "It is written, as I live, saith Yahweh, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to Yahweh." So then every one of us, and that includes believers, Christians, Baptists, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to Yahweh. And it also says there at the very end, "Whatsoever is not of faith is sin." So let us push on and move forward. And verse 17 there, "The kingdom of Yahweh is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Spirit," in the Ruach HaKadosh. Thanks for joining us on Teddy's Media Radio on this Thought for Today.